Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. A little sleep in my eye this morning. I love the song, though. Had a really, really busy weekend. Busy news stories this weekend also. So we're going to go through some of those. A couple of stories that I found interesting. Weekend was up and down. Love the weather. You got to love this weather, especially given the fact that the folks on the northern seaboard are going to get slammed here, in the next couple of days. I'm talking some forecasts are forecasting like 3 feet of snow on the ground, and we're going to have 50-degree weather, man. I am loving it. I am not in any way envious of those folks over there and everywhere from New York all the way down to D.C., and even in the Carolinas, they're looking to get slammed with some bad weather, the kind of stuff that we normally see here in North Dakota. But we're going to have pretty cool weather. And when I say cool, not cold. I'm talking 40 and 50 degree weather here. So that's pretty cool. Fargo here, it's fair, 32 degrees. In Bismarck, it's 34 degrees. I mean, come on. That is awesome. That is brilliant. Couple of things I want to talk about today. One, I don't know if you guys and gals out there in common sense land, and maybe I should set the show up a little bit. I'm your host, Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club. 855-217-76. Get you live on air and into the conversation. I started to say conversation, but there you go. Haven't had my grits this morning. Bear with me just a little bit. So this weekend, me and the wife, we have our date night every weekend. And this weekend, we decided to go out and see American Sniper. And so we figured, we'd just head on out. The showing was at 8 o'clock or something like that. And so we figured, we get over there about 10-15 minutes early and we'd be fine. Absolutely not. Thing was sold out. And so we were going to head over to, and we wanted to go and we wanted to watch the movie and luxury. So we went for the big reclining lounge chairs and that. And that whole thing over at the Marcus, right over there by the Paradiso or wherever it is. So that one was sold out, and it's a smaller venue. So we figured maybe we'd just go over to the Marcus at West Acres. That was sold out. And the usher tells me that this movie has been sold out. It sells out since its opening. So every day that they've shown this movie, it has sold out since it came to Fargo. And then I found out why, man. We ended up getting tickets to a later show, which was also sold out. But It was a, man, it was brilliant. And every posting that I saw, every single posting that I saw, I had the same exact conclusion. When the movie was over, there was not, I mean, there was this, like, silence. I mean, just, you know, respect, awe. And especially with me, I'm sitting there in a mood. I wanted to see it again. I did. But it was sold out, so I couldn't. But there you go. It topped the box office for a second weekend in a row with $64.4 million in revenue. The total haul for American Sniper is now over $200 million. Think about that. Now, contrast that with the second place film, and that's the one starring Jennifer Lopez, and it's an illicit teacher-student affair. It's got some, you know, male privilege thrown in there for good measure, and I mean, it's not a movie you want to go and see, but it is number two at the box office. Take a guess at how much that thing brought in. $15 million. Think about that. And folks who want to quibble over whether or not we're a conservative country or not, yeah, I think we are. There you go. We are patriotic to the core. I love the movie. A couple of things I did not like. So, there's this Muslim group out there, the president of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Group, says that the American Sniper is igniting hate against Muslims in America. And it got me scratching my head. I saw the movie. I didn't see that. I mean, yeah, what was on the screen is what the guys and gals over there go through. I didn't see any, like, Muslim bashing or bashing of the Prophet or anything like that. It wasn't any of that. It was basically the war through Chris Kyle's eyes and his relationship with his wife and his family, how that suffered. It was more to me about, you know, one guy's journey through this war, some hard things that he had to see, the effect it had on his family, the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder, things like that. That's what I got out of it. When I left there, I did not at all get up out of that theater hating, you know, Muslims or you know, Israelis or Iraqis or anything like that. What was on my mind was, wow, this is profound. This guy, you can see the transition. I mean, it went from his childhood all the way up through, you know, his unfortunate death. And that's what I was left with, and just profound honor and reverence for what our men and women in uniform have to go through, have to face, you know, on a daily basis over there. That's what I got out of it anyway. But this group is saying that, you know, it's basically a bigoted movie, and it is igniting hate against Muslims in America. So my response to that is, you know, what they're saying is basically extremist Muslims beheading innocent civilians, broadcasting that to the world, kidnapping 200 Muslim girls simply because they wanted to go to school, you know, mowing down 2,000 plus innocent men, women, and children over there by Boko Haram, which the name means, you know, we're against teaching little girls how to read. That's basically what it means. All of that, strapping suicide vests to 10-year-olds, none of that excites rage or hatred against, you know, extremist Muslims. Clint Eastwood's movie did. This movie, Chris Kyle's movie, is what's going to incite hatred. I don't think so, buddy. You need to retake that. And it just surprises me that a group like this, saying this, could even get any ink at all, but they do. It's ridiculous. And when you just think about the premise that they're coming from, when you think about the platform of their argument, it's ridiculous on its face. All of the horrible things that these Muslim extremists are doing, no, that's not going to incite hatred or rage. a Clint Eastwood movie will, though. Give me a break. I mean, come on now. If you have seen the movie, I'd love to get your thoughts on it. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, and we can have a conversation about it. But that's one thing that's on my mind this morning. Tons of other things. Like, I'm not going to talk about my basement. I did some social media postings on it. Thank you for all the suggestions out there, too. Thank you for that. But a couple of other things. One thing I definitely want to get to today is the Fargo Forum piece on, you know, whether or not we should have a PC police force or an effective, and that's my title. That's not their title. But the stories, the rash of stories that I've seen, especially the ones on over the weekend, they're calling basically for a more PC police department or the police force. And that, in my opinion, that means a less effective police force. Let me know what you think. We'll be right back with Ellen Radner, Blanquita Cullum, right after this break.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com. Or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back. Welcome back to this beautiful, beautiful weather here in Fargo. Fair and 32 degrees. And Bismarck, it's 34 degrees. And we're looking at 40 to 50 degree weather here in North Dakota. Wow, I'm loving it. But out there where Blanquita and Ellen are, man, they are expecting some severe weather. We're sending a little bad weather your way. We're swapping it around a little bit. How do you feel about that, Blanquita?
Well, you know, in Washington, D.C., it's not going to be as bad as New York City. But, boy, I'll tell you, that's amazing that they're going to suffer such a terrible snowfall. Man, I'm just I'm blown away.
They're canceling like 3,200 flights out there. They're predicting up to some forecasts that I've seen up to 3 feet. 3 feet of snow in Boston.
Wow.
And places like that. That is nuts to me. So if you and I know you and Ellen, you guys are jet setters. So I would hunker down and wouldn't make any traveling plans for the next a week at least anyway. That's
well,
just me
Ellen,
looking out
Ellen,
for you.
Ellen's the big traveler on this one, and I'm not sure whether she's in transit or in on the week. On the East Coast right now, or whether she's in California.
Ah, okay. Well, if she's in California, she might want to hunker down there for a bit and then come back, you know, after everything. I saw now, de Blasio on, and he said, whatever you normally do for blizzard conditions, double down on that.
Yeah, no kidding. And people have to take that seriously. But I have something that's incredible that happened to me on Friday. Did you hear about this?
No, let me hear.
All right. Well, I walked into a store in Alexandria, Virginia, and who, of all the people in the entire world I could run into, I would run into? Maria Hennen.
Maria Hennen? Scott Hennen's wife.
Scott Hennen's wife. And I got to hear all the lowdown on the Walk for Life and about your son and all the kids there. And they were all on the front page of the paper. It was a great day for them.
Oh, yeah. My son was ecstatic. He loved it. He said he tried to gauge how many people were there, and he said he just blew his mind how many folks were there supporting life.
Well, so I kept hearing Maria tell me so many wonderful things about your son and about you as a dad, and people should know what a great father you are, Leon.
Oh, man.
And what a great example. But I thought, you know, on a fluke, I decided to go into Old Town, and there she was. And it was so great because I hadn't seen her in such a long time. I thought, boy, this is a God thing. So we got to hang out a little bit, and I got to hear everything about the March for Life.
How nice. That's awesome. And it's a hard thing to do. It's a rare thing to do, but I'm blushing right now. I don't normally do that, but right now. So thanks for that. And thanks, Maria. Wow. I wanted to go out there, but I just could not get away. I couldn't get away. But, I think we have Ellen on the line. Ellen?
Well, you know what I say. You guys want to end early term abortion, and by the way, I do not believe in late term abortion. Then you need to raise $250,000 for every child so that they have opportunity and they're not raised with abuse. And I work with people who abuse their children. And you know what? I'm sorry. I totally disagree with you guys.
And Ellen, and I understand, you know, child abuse, it's a problem, and we should do whatever we can to, eradicate it wherever we find it. And I totally agree with you on that. But I don't think that I think we're talking apples and oranges here.
Well, no, we're not. They want to totally end abortion, which is what Maria and the March for Life is about. And I totally disagree with that. Do I believe that abortion should happen after 12 to 15 weeks? No, not unless you have a reason for life of the mother. And we ought to do the same thing that we do with transplant committees. But do I believe that? And that's why, and it's not going to happen. So give up. Well, we should take that money and give it to kids who have not been aborted, but who are poor and who can't go to college.
Ellen, I love you, but what you're advocating for is basically eugenics. Poor kids don't deserve a life.
You know, I was in the bathroom last year after the March for Life at the Hyatt where everybody was going for lunch. And I couldn't keep my mouth shut because, you know, I can't. And I'm in the bathroom and I said, what is wrong with you guys? And they said, well, if you had had an abortion, you wouldn't be here. I think that's just fine. The world would be just fine without me.
That's not true. The world wouldn't be fine. There'd be a lot of people whose lives wouldn't be saved. There's a lot of lives. You know, it's kind of like
Are you kidding? The guys and gals over there in Africa that are being helped out by your organization.
Absolutely.
I mean, my God, you cannot.
Right.
Wow.
And had Maria not spent the money on airfare for her and the kids, there could have been a lot of people that are helped. What does the March for Life do?
March for Life is a bunch of young people that get to say they recognize and appreciate the value of protecting the innocent, that it's not the children who have been created's fault. And, yeah, I agree. I think there should be a march to stop child abuse and to protect those innocents, too.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's not the fault for, you know, those innocent children who have been created. It's not their fault that they've been created, but they should be protected. They have rights. They have rights, too.
And for me, the March for Life, especially, and I'm an African-American male, in the African-American community, anytime you have more folks being aborted than are born in some cities, that's a problem. If this was Germany circa 63, I think it was, and I'm getting flustered here, we would go to war over this kind of thing. It's just a more effective means of what the Germans were doing way back then. I mean,
even if you don't agree that children should, that women should be able to have abortions and all of that, there should be some standard at abortion clinics that is at least comparable to a hospital. And people should know how much laundered money is going into it. People should know that they can follow up on the women that go in there. And they should be able to know who's bringing these children in to have the abortions.
All right, let's reset the conversation here. I was not planning on having this debate on air this morning. So, Ellen, Blankita, let's reset the conversation. You got a drone on the White House lawn. How is that going to affect our being able to view the White House and its operations and that sort of thing? I remember when the guy hopped the fence, you know, they moved back, you know, the folks a certain amount of feet from the fence and that sort of thing. So how is this going to affect, you know, one, folks?
Well, there needs to be some drone regulation in this country, period, end of statement. And the FAA has not wanted to regulate it, and I understand that. Listen, my brother likes to fly drones on our country place, but he doesn't exactly fly them at the White House or when somebody's trying to fly or in front of a tall building.
I want to have this conversation tomorrow because we already in D.C. there's already anti-drone laws, right? You can't fly drones there legally. So, you know, I do want to have this conversation, and you guys are out there, so you know you have a better handle on it. But we'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Clubs. Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Blankita. We'll be right back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Boy, oh boy. That conversation. Wow. Ellen was a little hot under the collar. I don't know. I don't know why. And I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this. Most of the folks that listen to the Common Sense Club know where I stand on issues of life. I'm 159.99% pro-life. So there you go. And I have, I mean, there are tons of reasons why. But I really want you to sit and think about that conversation, and I'm only going to spend like a minute on this, but think about that conversation you just heard right now. Margaret Sanger had a similar worldview. She didn't think that, you know, kids that might be a drain on society or, you know, parents that were kind of poor, she didn't think that they should have kids either. I mean, that is what eugenics means, man. That is the whole definition of eugenics, is what you just heard Ellen say. It blows my mind. It's nuts. And it's like I've said on this show time and time again, whenever you have some of the largest cities, like New York City, I mean, these aren't like small towns. Whenever you have more kids aborted than are born, I think we have a problem. I think that there's a problem. Can't we all agree with that? I mean, my goodness. Anyway, I'm glad to know that Maria met Blanquita out there. You know, just a fluke, she says. You know, one of those things where you go left and you might have gone right and something really great happened. I'm glad that happened because that's pretty awesome, man. That's pretty cool. Anyway, let's get back to wow. That conversation just has me rattled right now. I think that the folks that went out there, especially the Shanley students, especially my son, all of the folks that went out there, they're not like hateful people. They love life. Every life in their eyes is a gift. So how can you argue with that? You can't. Love life. March for life. Stand up for life. Period. There you go. I'm done. I am done. I'm off my soapbox right now. So we're going to go back to some local stories that piqued my interest. I'm still waiting on if you have seen the movie American Sniper. I want to get your feedback on it. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air, into the conversation. Or if you want to leave it on the rant line, just, you know, give me a little pithy feedback on your opinion of American Sniper. If you thought maybe it might spark some anti-Muslim sentiment, I don't believe so, but apparently that's what some of these Muslim groups believe. Yeah, not the beheading and the, you know, suicide bombing and the killing of folks and the slapping puppies and kicking kittens. None of that is going to, you know, elicit any, you know, anti-Muslim sentiment. But the Clint Eastwood movie, now that's the rub. That's what they want us to believe. Give me a break. Get out of here. Anyway, a couple of stories locally. And so over the weekend, and this is the first story that I want some feedback on. Over the weekend, we saw the story about, you know, whether or not the Fargo Police Department was PC. You mean, did it reflect adequately the demographic makeup of the Fargo community? And it, you had a tenet of gender disparity and racial disparity and things like that in there. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on. Do you want a PC police force or do you want an effective police force? That's what I've always been against, you know, affirmative action and things like that, all these quotas in any form, shape, form, or fashion, because I believe it diminishes the quality of whatever it is. If it's education, if it's, your lawmaking bodies, if it's your police force, if it's whatever, whenever you go by quotas instead of by merit, then there is a problem and quality suffers. Quality is diminished, period. You go out for a job, you meet the standards, you get the job, and that's it. That's the way it should be. The best man or woman for the job, period. So that's my first story. That's my first story I want to talk about today. And they also have a piece. The Fargo Forum also has another story, because so they're really driving this thing about gender and racial equality in the police force. I mean, they're just turning out the stories now. So I want to get your take on that. What do you think? You want an effective police department or you want a PC one? There it is, in a nutshell, point blank. Second thing that I want to talk about today. And please, I'm going to throw these up on my social media. Scott and Todd are going to talk about some of these issues on their show. I really want your feedback from the folks out there in North Dakota. Couple of things. We get inundated, and I talk about this all the time, Overton windowed, conditioned for that. We are inundated with scare tactics by special interest groups, by folks of all stripes. You have the folks that breathe in D that want to, you know, attack $2 taxes on cigarettes because it'll help curb teen smoking, even though there's absolutely no evidence that it will stop teen smoking at all by raising the tax on the cigarette. That's a scare tactic. You see the commercials and you see the girl and the kids and that sort of thing. Scare tactics. Oh, we got to have this tax because it's going to help kids. Scare tactic. You also have the folks from MAD and different other folks that say, you know, DUIs are a problem. North Dakota, the drunkest state in the nation, and all of this hype, all these scare tactics. We need tougher DUI laws and enforcement and checkpoints and all of that. Did you know that DUI arrests have taken a sharp drop in 2014? Did you know that? Is that getting missed? Somehow, there are much less DUIs out there, folks driving around intoxicated. Most folks that I know, if they've been drinking, even if they've had one or two drinks, they call a cab, or they have a sober driver, or things like that. You don't hear that in the media. I mean, today, obviously, you have DUI arrests take a sharp drop in Fargo in 2014, but without all the hype and the scare tactics, you would never even know that. Something else. Think about this. We hear a lot about human trafficking. I mean, it's been huge news. National case from right here in the Bakken went national. I mean, everybody was talking about this case. But did you know that that human trafficking sting case ended in a dismissal? Have you heard that? The fact of the matter is, the folks that were conducting the sting used entrapment. The guy that was the target, you know, yeah, he wasn't a stand-up guy. He was, you know, looking for a little love in all the wrong places because he's married. But he in no way, shape, form, or fashion wanted a 14-year-old. He wanted an older of age lady of the evening, we'll say. And the folks conducting the sting continuously pushed him to get, you know, a younger person. And he refused it. How many times, I mean, and not just once, but many, many times he refused that service. And you never heard about that. All you heard was, you know, guys in the Bakken trolling for 12 and 14-year-old, human trafficking, this and that. Are we being scared? Straight. Are we being, these folks are using scare tactics to affect our behaviors, to affect the money that goes to these special interest groups. Now, do I believe that there are instances of human trafficking? Absolutely. Should our law enforcement address those issues? Absolutely. But do we need to be scared into, you know, making new laws and legislation and have sting operations and all of this stuff? That and the big takeaway from this huge sting that got national attention was it was entrapment. The guy didn't want a 12 or 14-year-old. He was just, you know, a guy with, you know, loose morals, yes, but he in no way was a pederast or a pedophile. So just a couple of things to think about when you're picking up the forum and you're looking at things and you're like, oh my God, this is horrible. You got to take it with a grain of salt because folks are attempting to scare us into one direction or another. We're basically cattle, sheep, and they're trying to herd us into one direction or another. Jim out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Hello. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm good. I'm a little hot under the collar, but, you know, what's new?
Yeah, well, I get, you know, the Fargo Forum, you know, they come out with this PC stuff, and then, you know, they blame the Internet for not being, for their decline in the paper sales.
Right.
They never look at the quality of their articles and the fact that they're so slanted and so things. Political correctness is absolutely, I mean, that we worry about, it's liberals that always count. Well, we got to make sure we got one. We gotta have a black and a Mexican and a woman and a one-legged army man and I mean
and a midget.
It's just ridiculous.
And, yeah, I know, man. It, to me, it's and something else that just had me have a gut a pulling laugh this morning was the forum continues to take watchdog roles seriously, and I'm like, really? Don't you mean Say Anything blog? I mean, are you really gonna with a straight face put that, you know, in your headline? And that's one of the stories here, Matthew Von Panon, you know, a watchdog role.
I bought the Saturday paper, and they got in there. They have an article about Rosie O'Donnell calling a radio station. Who in the hell cares what that thing
does? Gag a maggot,
you know,
man.
The most
really
important. I mean, it's what a waste of paper. You're killing trees to print about that and Michael Moore. I mean, my goodness gracious, where's the common sense? Who cares?
Good point, man. We're all the conservationists out there, you know. And you're right. Yeah. They're killing trees, man, for loons like Michael Moore and Rosie O'Donnell, really?
Yeah.
Good gravy. It's enough to cheese my grits if you get my drift. Jim out in Fargo, thanks for the conversation, man. We'll be right back right after this break.
Honey.
hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to Zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back. I want to thank my last caller. That was pretty cool. Have that little on-air banter. Always makes the morning great when I get a feedback like that. I also get a lot of feedback on my social media, and I apologize when I don't get to it because, you know, sometimes the show's kind of crazy. But I do want to, I absolutely want to shed light on this one. My buddy John says, Ellen just demonstrated this point. The pro-abortion crowd's answer to ending abortion is, quote, "You're not pro-life unless and until you support full welfare for all single-parent women, free health care, free child care, protest all war and protest the death penalty. It's a matter of principle, and to punctuate my point, I intend to hold over 1 million babies hostage each year to influence your coming to terms with my demands. If you fail to comply, I will see these babies put to death, and you will be held accountable for their tragic end. Sincerely, the real pro-lifers. And those are air quotes. That's their position, man. It's kind of sick when you think about it. And maybe I didn't put the right inflection on that. So you can just go to my social media and check it out. It was just posted, as a matter of fact, about 17 minutes ago. Read it and think about the conversation that we just had with Ellen and Blanquita and those great folks at Shanley that went down there to lead the March for Life. Life in any shape, form, or fashion is precious. And that's pretty much it. That's it. Before we went to break, we were talking about the scare tactics that are being used to kind of corral us. Now, we talked about the DUI arrests, which are down drastically here in Fargo. And all of these scare tactics to the contrary, though. You know, God, we're the drunkest city in the nation, the drunkest state in the nation, and we're driving drunk and we're, you know, slapping kittens and all of that stuff. So we need DUI enforcement and this and that and the other thing. And DUI arrests are actually down. So there you go. And then you have the human trafficking. Now, I have a problem when they use terms like human trafficking when they're really just talking about, you know, Johns and Janes. This is a morning show. It's kind of PC, so I got to clean it up a little bit. It's the same thing that is completely legal out in Las Vegas. They're calling human trafficking here. And again, that's another scare tactic. Now, they catch this guy who, you know, is stepping out on his wife, which is never, never advised. I mean, this guy should have a sock party in his honor, in my opinion, stepping out on his wife. But that's basically what he did. He was not involved in sex trafficking. This was not a big sex trafficking sting, even though that's what they portrayed it as, and that's what the media picked it up as. Human trafficking. It was the headline, man, all over this great nation of ours, right here, and it was about the Bakken. And what the end result of that was a dismissal, because it was clearly not human trafficking in any shape, form, or fashion. The guy did not want to partake in any type of pederast or pedophile behaviors at all. As a matter of fact, several times he said, wait a minute, no, that's illegal, no, that's sick, no. But you didn't hear that from the media. It was all huge sting, a sex trafficking sting in the Bakken, blah, 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 this and that, and used to scare us. Wow, we got sickos moving here. Come on. Enough with the scare tactics, you know? And what do they use scare tactics for? They use it to influence legislation, influence our mindset. I shudder to think, if this guy's case had actually been set before a jury, and all of the jurors had been hearing for months and months was sex trafficking and how horrible it is, and it is, and then you see this little made-for-TV sitcom that they have on, you know, on that station over there, and you know how horrible it is, and that's the mindset you go in to judge this guy with. I would shudder to think. And the guy did something that's deplorable. Yes, but 50 years? I don't know. I don't think so. Sex trafficking, human trafficking? No. We got to think these things through, man. And while we're at it, another thing that is affected by these scare tactics is like something that Rob Port pointed out, and I've pointed out time and time again. Is your privacy a privilege while driving on public roads? This is for the DUI enforcement. to me, it's like a no-brainer. No-brainer at all. You don't lose your privacy rights when you're in a public space or whatever. But the North Dakota Supreme Court says you do. You kind of do. So check that out on Say Anything blog. I'm going to try to have Rob on to explain this whole thing because my time is short here this morning. But think about that. Whenever we run like scared rabbits, some of our freedoms are taken away from us, man. We're asking for it, basically. Stay tuned for Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell. They're going to have a ton of great guests on, so stay tuned for that. I want to hear your feedback on the topics that we've discussed this morning, plus all of the great topics that they're going to have on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned right after this break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.